WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. As the government shutdown continues, the two sides are still no closer to an agreement, and federal workers can only worry about the talk today about whether they'll be paid after the shutdown ends. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
This is certainly ricocheting across the federal workforce, furloughed and unfurloughed, essential, non-essential today, as they now wonder for the first time, might they not get their back pay whenever this impasse ends? And remember, it could go for several weeks. So that would be a huge financial hit for tens of, if not hundreds of thousands of federal employees across the U.S. government.
And President Trump insisted again today that programs are on the chopping block.
Sure.
Which ones?
We have a lot. I'm not going to tell you, but we'll be announcing it pretty soon. But we have a lot of things that we're going to eliminate and permanently eliminate.
Texas National Guard troops have arrived at an Army Reserve Center south of Chicago ahead of their expected deployment. Attorney General Pam Bondi was being grilled by members of a Senate committee, as Allison Keyes reports.
U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi insists that National Guard troops are needed in Chicago and attacked Democratic Illinois Senator Dick Durbin for opposing it.
I wish you loved Chicago as much as you hate President Trump. And currently, the National Guard are on the way to Chicago.
Durbin shot back.
A simple question as to whether or not they had a legal rationale for deploying National Guard troops becomes grounds for personal attack.
Today marks 2 years since the Hamas attack on Israel. In Egypt, talks continue on a U.S. peace plan for Gaza. CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House.
The White House appears to be sufficiently optimistic that they have sent their Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, and the president's own son-in-law, Jared Kushner, back to the region. They are expected to arrive in Egypt tomorrow to participate in the talks, which could signal that they believe that perhaps they are in the endgame and might be able to reach an agreement.
Thousands of students protested in Britain today, defying a plea from Prime Minister Keir Starmer to skip the demonstrations on this day. The protesters chanted Free Palestine. The Supreme Court heard arguments over Colorado's ban on conversion therapy for minors. The case was brought by a licensed faith-based counselor who claims the state's ban unconstitutionally censors her conversations about gender identity with her young clients. Colorado's Solicitor General Shannon Wells Stevens.
A state cannot lose its power to regulate the very professionals that it licenses just because they are using words. A healthcare provider cannot be free to violate the standard of care just because they are using words.
A majority of the justices seem to be leaning in favor of the challenge. On Wall Street at this hour, stocks are lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Brewers are one game away from a clinch. A special Amtrak train called the Brewers Express will be taking fans from Milwaukee to Chicago tomorrow for Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley Field. If the Brewers win, they move on in the playoffs. The train with a stop in Sturtevant offers brats and giveaways to passengers and does return in the evening. A watch party is planned in Milwaukee for fans staying closer to home. First pitch tomorrow is at 4:08. Drugs or alcohol likely caused a deadly head-on crash in Summer Sunday night, where a GMC pickup crossed the center line and hit a Honda SUV. The SUV driver died at the scene, and the pickup truck driver was seriously injured. Highway E was closed for hours during the investigation. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is looking into what happened. Gas prices in Racine County are at $2.71 a gallon today, which is cheaper than Kenosha County and most places in Wisconsin. The state average is at $2.77, and it recently went down overall due to OPEC production increases. Wisconsin saw a record high of 98 domestic violence deaths last year, mostly women and mostly involving guns. That's according to a group called End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Advocates warn violence is rising as federal funding declines, forcing cuts in staff and services statewide. A 27-year-old Milwaukee man was caught with fentanyl, cocaine, and a syringe in Racine County Court while nodding off during a hearing. 27-year-old Calvin Burnside faces felony bail jumping and drug possession charges. He had been previously released on bond with strict conditions. And it may not feel like it, but tis the season. Applications are now open for the 2025 Racine Holiday Parade. That's going down November 8th. There's more information about how to sign up on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it was the bottom of the first. The Brewers already losing to the Cubs 3-0 when Andrew Vaughn came to the plate. Two men on, coverage on TBS.
And it's a high fly ball to left field. Hap underneath it, in front of the wall. This ball's gone! Andrew Vaughn ties the game with one swing. He's done it again!
The Brewers went on to win 7-3. Vaughn on what led to his three-run home run.
You know, William gets a huge hit. Yelly gets a huge hit. You know, I was just trying to keep the momentum going. You know, have a team at bat there. Definitely a big moment. The momentum swing, that was huge.
Game 3 is tomorrow afternoon at 4:08 at Wrigley Field. NBA, the Bucks with a 103-93 win over the Heat in Miami. But guard Cole Anthony had to leave the game after getting stitches in his chin.
Yeah, he's good. It was a deep cut, but he's good. I told him, when you play defense, this stuff happens.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing to take place for your Tuesday afternoon. North winds 5 to 15 and highs in the mid-60s. For the overnight, mostly clear skies. Winds will be lighter. Look for low temperatures to drop into the mid and upper 40s. Right now, it's 64.
WRJN, and one of my favorite features that Kurt Vollmann does, I love his 5 o'clock class reunion. Now I get a chance to do it. Today we're going to do 1973 top songs this week from 1973. And not to sound old or anything, but it's a doozy. Here's Neil Diamond on WRJN.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mother said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought down.
till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Control.
You got to be,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. Alright, come on now. Say you got to me now. Oh, a little bit, come on now.
I take for granted that you're always there.
back and we listen. Local News and Todd Bliss says, yep, back on WRJN. Todd Rundgren, hello, it's me. Did you ever have a song that you really, really grew to appreciate as you got older? When it was a hit, you're like, yeah, boring. And then you get older and you're like, oh, that song really speaks to me. And that's me. Listening to Hello, It's Me from Todd Rundgren. I just love listening to it. A little treat for you, the top movies on the screen coming up this weekend.
Well, the first one is Roofman, rated R. Channing Tatum plays a charismatic criminal who's famous for breaking into fast food restaurants through the roof. While on the run from the police, he hides in a toy store. He adopts a new identity and becomes involved with an employee, even having a relationship that's risky. The Roofman opens this weekend. Then we have Soul on Fire, rated PG. This is a heartwarming, inspirational movie about the life story of John O'Leary. After suffering an accident as a boy, he ends up relying on his family, his faith, and his community in a fight for survival. The movie was filmed extensively in St. Louis, and it's great to see that film production in the Midwest. And lastly, we have Tron: Ares. This is likely to be the number one movie at the box office. Many fans have been waiting for this one for a long time. This will be a feast for your eyes and ears on the big screen. It's going to play on most large screen premium formats, and it'll also be available in 3D, with the soundtrack being supplied by Nine Inch Nails. A highly sophisticated program, Ares, is sent from the digital world into the real world on a dangerous mission. As you can see, good movies continue to arrive at your local theater. Make plans to see one this weekend.
Oh, that sounds like a movie. Those all sound like good movies. This is when I'm really starting to sound not so old. You know, I might actually go see a movie this weekend. Normally I stay home and watch Netflix, but shoot, that might make me come out and watch them. That's Brett coming from us directly from Hollywood right here on WRJN.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Powered by friendship, fun, and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal. Maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
crutches, cause I'm a wanderer.
Local news, Timeless is right here at WRJN, and Booker T and the MGs. Time is tight. Still don't know what they mean by that. But I'm a DJ, so I'll pretend I do. Thank you.
other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Me can't have. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's set low, and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Them money hungry fool. Rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. But my daddy said the day he died, and he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, play my fiddle and cry. And thank God, you're a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Country boy, yeah!
Local News, Timeless Timeless Hits right there at WRJN. John Denver, thank God I'm a country boy. I think that's every time that I fill in for Kurt Vollman, I'm gonna play a John Denver Thank God I'm a Country Boy song. Yeah, I'm gonna have it written in the contract. Kurt will be happy to hear that. Yes, Kurt, from now on you have to play that song once a week, just because. Yeah, for also filling in, I'm Cindy Huber filling in for Kurt Vollman this next day or so, today and tomorrow. Miss me and I'm gone until Kurt takes another vacation, of course. Coming up today at 5, Kurt Vollman does the 5 o'clock class reunion, so I'm gonna do it for him today, and we are gonna have the top songs this week from 1973. And boy, where there's some great tunes. So we'll check that out. Plus the top TV shows and the top movies. All coming up today at 5 right here on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 27-year-old Milwaukee man is back in Racine County custody after police say he brought drugs to court and was nodding off during a hearing. Calvin Burnside was in court for a hearing on an earlier case when deputies say they noticed he seemed impaired and nodding off. A criminal complaint says a search revealed small baggies of fentanyl and cocaine along with a syringe hidden in his clothes. Burnside is charged with 2 counts of felony bail jumping on top of drug possession charges. He was released on the previous charges on a $1,000 bond back in April with the condition not to commit any new crimes. One person died and another suffered severe injuries after a head-on crash in Summer Sunday night. Police say a pickup truck crossed the center line on Highway E and hit an SUV head-on at about 6:30. The driver of the SUV was pronounced dead at the scene. The pickup driver was hospitalized with serious injuries. Authorities believe alcohol or drugs may have played a role in the crash. The Kenosha County Major Crash Assistance Team is investigating. More people died from domestic violence in Wisconsin last year than ever before. A new report from a group called End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin counts 98 deaths in 2024, a record high since the group started tracking them in 2000. Guns were involved in most of the cases, and almost all victims were women. Advocates say the violence is rising just as key funding is disappearing. The group is calling for more stable funding and action to protect families statewide. Believe it or not, the holiday parade is about a month away. Applications are now open for the 2025 Racine Holiday Parade happening Saturday, November 8th. It's one of downtown Racine's most loved traditions where thousands gather to celebrate the start of the holiday season. Any group or organization can apply to join the fun. The parade kicks off with carolers and ends with Santa, a tree lighting ceremony, and fireworks. There's more about how to get involved on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing to take place for your Tuesday afternoon. North winds 5 to 15 and highs in the mid-60s. For the overnight, mostly clear skies. Winds will be lighter. Look for low temperatures to drop into the mid and upper 40s. Right now, it's 64.
Oh!
time. To the what? This song's better than coffee. By about this much. Three Dog Night. I'm Cindy Huber, filling in for Kurt Vollman. I was talking about the 5 o'clock class reunion, but I forgot to mention our sponsor, and I sure want to thank Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest, because they bring the 5 o'clock class reunion. Love you guys. And again, today is 1973. Right now, a little summertime. No, it's not the 80s. We won't see that again until next June, I believe.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
right on,
da 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 da,
whoosh
settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
To move, hey babe, What are you trying to prove? It ain't true that your life has kicked you. It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. Hey, come on.
He's home for local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. This one going out to my babe, Bobby.
Hey, you say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know while that's true. Cause you got me and baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, babe. That's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJ and the Osmonds, down by the Lazy River. Really just put me in a good mood. You know, they never really got the respect that they deserved, because they really were a great band, but they were clean cut. And they weren't doing drugs. They weren't getting into trouble. They weren't getting, you know, they weren't showing up in the police reports and all that. So, man, they can't be rock and roll. But I just, in fact, I met Donnie. I'm going back, oh, my God, how many years? I'm going back 40 years now. But I, you know, I'm surprised I even have that memory anymore. But Don Osmond actually came up to Green Bay back in the 80s when they were doing these big giant walks, walkathon or something. And he was like the celebrity guest who was there to greet people on when they got to the halfway point. And was he ever super nice? Everybody that came up that wasn't really busy walking, but, you know, some of us older ones that remembered him from his heyday actually came up, asked him for, you know, an autograph or to take a picture with him. And you know what? He signed every autograph. He took every picture. He was so down to earth and so appreciative that people still remembered him. And that's what I really remember about him. And from some of my friends that are still in the, actually still in the radio business, not me just showing up every so often when they ask me to, but actually in the business, he's still as genuinely nice and kind as he was even back in the 80s. By the way, WRJN is expanding now. When you head north of the Racine County line, you can't get away from us, especially if you're along the lakeshore. You can hear your local news and timeless hits on 107.3 FM in southern Milwaukee County and most of Caledonia. That clean, clear FM sound, that's just not for water anymore. It's for radio as well. And we play all of your favorite timeless hits now even north of Racine on 107.3. And of course, I hear it all the time because I got an AM radio in my car. I'm probably the last person on earth that does, but yeah, so I get it really good and I don't mind the staticky sound.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
I love Big Deals so much that even I buy from Big Deals. And tomorrow's deal, Happy Eight Collectibles in Greendale and Gurnee.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
Everybody's saying that there's nobody mean, and the little old lady from Pasadena.
from Pasadena.
If you see her on the street, don't try to choose her.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
You might drive a goer, but you'll never lose her.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Well, she's gonna get a ticket now sooner or later,
cause you can't keep her foot off the accelerator.
Dina, there really is a Colorado Boulevard, and there really are crazy grannies who drive that boulevard out there, too. Listening to WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and at 4:15, I freaked out Uncle Dick. I said 3:15. He's like, what? What? You changed the time. He has got Uncle Dick's picks today. Usually, on my show back last year when I worked here, he used to tell the story behind or about a song. He's going to do that today at 4:15.
Just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out, and he blows it on the hum.
Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the folk boys are playing, bringing it up happy feet.
Rooster hits the white road, people just got a smile. His bones are the bass, and solos for a while. Homeboy twangs the rhythm out on his Kalamazoo. And Willie goes into a dance, doubles on the zoo.
Down on the corner, out in the street, Willie and the folk boys are playing, bringing his belt happy feet.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Texas National Guard troops arrived at an Army Reserve Center south of Chicago today as Attorney General Pam Bondi was facing some heated questions from senators on Capitol Hill.
Our federal surges in Washington, D.C. and Memphis are a perfect example of how the Department of Justice should operate.
Lauren Victory reports from Chicago. The legal fight over the deployments isn't over.
A West Coast judge
judge approved a temporary restraining order to block Texas guardsmen and women from going to Portland, Oregon. The judge here in Illinois declined a similar request. The attorney general's team in Illinois and City of Chicago lawyers will be back in federal court on Thursday to try again to stop the mobilization of troops.
Jim Crisula reports the deployments are dividing the nation's governors.
The Democratic governors of California and Illinois are threatening to leave the National Governors Association unless it denounces the Trump administration's troop deployments to states. The bipartisan group, founded in 1908, works toward issues where governors can find common ground. Democratic governors from Kansas, Michigan, and Minnesota have already left the association this year.
There appears to be no progress to end the government shutdown, but the White House Budget Office floated the possibility that federal workers may not be paid after the shutdown ends. Republican Senator Tom Tillis criticized that message.
There's a lot of hardworking people that are at home right now or not working because the Democrats.